Due to the cluster of COVID-19 cases in central Newfoundland, the English School District has closed the schools from Gambo to Badger. That's a rough description. That's the area affected today and tomorrow. Now, these precautions go above those recommended by public health. Government officials had not recommended that the schools close. There are plans for online learning starting tomorrow. And the note from the English School District says it's expected that in-class schooling will resume on Thursday. These plans do not sit well with Newfoundland and Labrador's Teachers Association. Hundreds of teachers are raising concerns about being asked to come back into school buildings during what is a level 4 alert. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.
Once again, what we've seen in this province is a differential standard for our province of schools and the public at large. The central region right now, Dr. Fitzgerald has recommended they move into a level 4 scenario, which indicates, if nothing else, and this is Dr. Fitzgerald's work, it's not mine, it's not the association's, anyone who can work from home should be afforded the opportunity to do so. Right now at present, that is not what we're seeing in the central region.
What are we seeing in the central region for people who are unaware?
What we're seeing in the central region is that students are engaging in online learning beginning tomorrow. And teachers have been preparing, and they've actually transitioned to online learning for the past several months. They are more than ready to able to do that. They are fully capable of doing this from home, as Dr. Fitzgerald herself has recommended. And right now, that as things stand this morning, that is not the case. And we have a concern that why would you take on any additional risk, risk that doesn't need it, risk that can be mitigated by taking that measure? Again, following Dr. Fitzgerald's recommendation has served this province well. And we feel this is something that should be equally applicable today.
Do you have any idea how many teachers in your association would be affected by this?
Again, a ballpark number, I would suggest the number of teachers in the central region that have been actually involved in schools that are in level 4 would be on the order of some 500. But I want to stress that is an estimate at this stage.
And have you heard from any of these teachers? Have they raised concerns to your organization?
Oh my gosh, a multitude. Since yesterday morning, 10 o'clock, my phone has been literally blowing up. I've received countless emails, countless phone calls, countless texts, countless messages on Facebook, with teachers expressing legitimate concerns as to, once again, why it is that precautions that are recommended by the chief medical officer are not being applied to them in their workplace.
Can you get a sense through all these messages as how they're feeling? Are they scared? Are they afraid? Or what's their general mood out there in Central from the people you've heard from?
First of all the above. All the above. Teachers are very concerned about this. Right now, Dr. Fitzgerald has recommended that those who can work from home should be afforded the opportunity to do so. And she's also indicated that travel in and out and within that region should be limited to only that which is absolutely essential. The concept of teachers traveling within the region to their schools, traveling from one community to another, and in some cases, communities that exist outside the region, is problematic. Again, not the association's words, Dr. Fitzgerald's words.
Have you reached out to the Newfoundland and Labrador English School District School Board about this issue?
Yes, there has been conversation between our staff and district staff, and that will be ongoing throughout the day. And we think right now we commend the district for going over and above public health precautions. But one precaution, one directive that Dr. Fitzgerald gave that right now at this juncture isn't being adhered to is this simple statement that those who can work from home should be afforded the opportunity to do so.
And in your conversations with your staff and the district staff, have there been any chats about this might be extended longer than the 2 days?
Well, I think that would be presumptive of my part to assume anything. At the end of the day, public health will determine what is necessary in that area. What we are suggesting is that when public health determines what is necessary in the area, when public health determines what guidelines need to be implemented in that area, all employers, all employees should be afforded the opportunity to adhere to the measures which Dr. Fitzgerald is suggesting.
And ideally, if you were in control of this and the decision maker, what would you like to see seen done in this situation, Mr. Ingram?
What I would like to see is simply Dr. Fitzgerald's recommendations be adhered to, which would include limiting movement within the region, in and out. And once again, coming back to the first bullet Dr. Fitzgerald put on our social media, those who can work from home should be afforded the opportunity to do so. This is a mitigating measure that mitigates risk. Why would you want to accept any additional risk that you don't need to? In this case here, again, coming straight from Dr. Fitzgerald, people who can work from home should be afforded the opportunity to do so to limit risk as much as possible.
Again, that's Dean Ingram, the president of the NLTA, talking to CBC reporter Jeremy Eaton. Schools